Hello, my name is David Schultz, and I'm a business coach. And I was educated in California. I have two masters and a doctorate, and also teach coaches here in Stockholm over the last 17 years. Had several companies myself in the past, and I have a business degree, and also doctorate in clinical psychology. So I've taught at grad schools here, brought in a lot of models into Sweden area. The main one that I developed my own model from is a Harvard Research evidence-based model. And it's very effective. It's a systems-based model. And the way they look at it is they look at self, like yourself, myself, as if it is a system with different parts to it. And these different parts are kind of like your different sub-personalities or ego states or whatever you want to call those things. I just call them parts of self from a systems-based model, one that was Harvard researched. And it's very effective in getting to know yourself and to work, you know, work at a higher level of efficiency, even if you are very efficient and effective, and also to be more happy and content at work. It can be applied to just productivity. It can be applied to relationships with other people. It can be applied to just in-depth thinking about issues that you're trying to figure out. So it's very robust. And as you start to gain more insight and more awareness into your own state of being, you actually will affect your life, and not just at work, but at home and everywhere, since you're just one person. So it's a pretty effective way to get to know yourself. And it's fun, actually, I think, for most people. It's not for everyone, but I would say 80, 90% of people really enjoy it and find it very fascinating. And to be honest, once you let the genie out of the bottle, it'll be hard to ever see yourself the same way or another person once you kind of have this more in-depth way to understand yourself and others. And so it's quite a good thing. Either way, let me go ahead and get started. So go ahead and grab two pieces of paper and a pen or a pencil, or multiple colored pencils or pens if you want to be more artistic, but just a plain pen or pencil is fine. And when you get these two pieces of paper, you can pause it now. And then you need about 15, 20 minutes of time if you want to do both halves, maybe about 15 minutes for the first half and maybe another 10 minutes for the second half. And you can do them separately. So go ahead and pause now. When you have everything you need, then just put it back on. So welcome back. And now what you can do is take one of the two pieces of paper and fold it down the middle. Doesn't matter if it's the long way or the short way, or just draw a line down the middle. And then on the first left side of the page, what you want to do is draw a picture of a part of yourself that, think of a situation at work where you get upset with yourself, okay? When you're not liking your reaction or the way you dealt with the situation, and you're maybe frustrated with yourself, or just the way you're being triggered, and it goes against how you'd like to be. So now just draw a picture of that part of you that's being triggered or reacting in a way that you prefer not to react. And just go with whatever comes to your mind. Don't worry about it being right or wrong. It could be a color. It could be a caricature of yourself. Or just, I'll put an example of myself there so you can see, like when I try to, I get an idea and I try to make it into something that I'm going to make into something workable. I go through this series with a serious part of me getting triggered, a pedantic part taking over, maybe going into the minutia, and then a frustrated part getting triggered of me, and so forth, or a curious part, and then eventually it works, and then a part of me that just is like a workhorse that just keeps following through until I get to the end of that, getting my final solution or getting to where I'm trying to get to with the original idea to make it productive. So I'll use that as an example, so you can see these little drawings I drew of myself. These different characters within me, these sub-personalities or ego states or sub-personas. I call them players sometimes. They're different players of your self system. Okay. So, yeah. So go ahead and take the first piece of paper, fold it in half or draw a line down it. And on the left side, draw a picture of the part of yourself or just your caricature of that part of yourself or a metaphor, a symbol of that part of yourself that represents it that you maybe are upset with that's reacting in certain ways at work that you prefer it didn't. And then go ahead and pause it. And then when you're ready, turn it back on. And now just write a few words that describe that part of yourself. So maybe it's high energy, low energy, scared, it's sad, it's impulsive, it's excitable. And go ahead and pause and turn it back on when you're done with that. Now on the other side of the page, go ahead and draw the part or parts of you that react to this part of yourself. So let's say, for example, I have an excitable part of me that it's impulsive and says things too quickly, and other parts of me that may get triggered by that part, maybe a part of me that's a little bit embarrassed, is more like a childlike part of me that gets excited, or a part of me that gets frustrated or upset with that part because it's interrupting, not paying attention, so forth. So I may have multiple parts of me that get triggered by that other part. So just look at the picture you drew of the first part that you're upset with, and then see what parts of you react to that in whatever different ways they might react. And go ahead and pause this. So again, it could be one or more parts of you that get triggered by this other part. Go ahead and pause it, and when you're done, put it back on. Okay, so now what you want to do is just write a few words to describe each of the parts you just drew that are a reaction to the first part, that describe what kind of part it is. Is it an adult, a teenage part, or child part? You know, what's its persona? What kind of personality does it have? What kind of energy level? So forth. And again, you can pause and then turn it back on when you're ready. Now, what I'd like you to do is just take some time just to observe first the first part of yourself that you are upset with, and then the other parts of you that react to this part, and just kind of step back and take a look at both sides. And think about how much energy or mind chatter does that take up in your mind or body? You know, how frequent is this kind of issue going on for you at work? Is it daily, multiple times a day, a couple times a week, a couple times a month, so forth? And when this internal conflict gets triggered inside you, is it hijacking your whole self system for a period of time, or it takes you a while to kind of calm down inside? No, does it take 10 minutes, an hour, a day? You know, how long does it usually, because part of this work is to normalize more quickly, not to get like thrown off for a long period of time, and also not to get thrown off at all, ideally. So just think about it as you notice this kind of internal conflict that's going on there. And now just take a moment to let these different parts of your self system just gaze upon each other. This is all in your mind's eye. So just imagine these different parts of you just looking at each other for a moment, if it feels comfortable for them, and just notice each other, and hopefully with the benefit of the doubt, with an open mind towards each other, if possible. And even imagine maybe if things got worked out between them, how that might feel for them, if they didn't have to do this battle anymore in the future, just to think about that for a moment. what would happen then, or would they have any concerns if it was resolved? So now you've completed the first part of this exercise. And if you have time, we can go ahead and start the second part. If you don't, you can go ahead and pause it now and let your parts know that you're at work or wherever you're at, and you need to bring your attention back into the room, and that maybe if it's okay with you and okay with these different parts of yourself that you just got to know, you can set up a time just to check in with them to see if there's anything else they want to say to you. So you can maybe, when you're taking a shower or brushing your teeth, check in with the parts you just met. See if anything comes to your mind when you're just checking in with them. See if they want to say anything to you. Okay. Of course, when we work together, there's a lot more to do, but this is just a one-way communication here for now.